This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. When the Cisneros Center, based in San Antonio, decided to launch the American Dream Initiative, it was looking for a community that had experienced significant growth in new immigration population and still did not have a fully developed infrastructure for immigrant integration. The center selected Northwest Arkansas as the community for the pilot year of the American Dream Initiative. Three fellows will be in Northwest Arkansas for 11 months to help guide a further integration of newcomers into the region. Recently, Ozarks at Large's Kyle Kellums talked with three people closely connected to the program in Northwest Arkansas. Nick Padilla, the executive director of the Cisneros Center. Jessica Boyd, one of the three fellows working in Northwest Arkansas over the next 11 months. And Mike Malone, the president and CEO of the Northwest Arkansas Council. Kyle asked Nick, the executive director for the center, why Northwest Arkansas was picked for the pilot year of the center's first project.
So Northwest Arkansas is primed to take on this work. We have the ideal immigrant community. The immigrant community has grown tremendously over the last few decades. And we also have the leadership and the resources that are ready to get behind this work. So Northwest Arkansas is a very unique community in that this is exactly the right time to take this on.
Mike, what were the, I don't know if negotiation is the right word, but what were the conversations like approaching making the selection of Northwest Arkansas as the place for the pilot?
Well, at the core of what we do is partner with folks that are already engaged in this work. So we needed to know that people wanted us here. We needed to know that we could come into the community, build partners, and truly build on the infrastructure that exists. So we came in with sort of an open ear and an open mind to try to get as much information as we could.
The fellows will be here 11 months, is that correct?
They will be here 11 months.
And what will the fellows be doing during those 11 months?
So we're going to be working, like Mike and Nick have alluded to, on immigrant integration. And what that really means is we're going to be building relationships in the community, both with local organizations and also with the immigrant community and the receiving community here, to be sure that we are addressing all of the needs of the immigrant community and also the local organizations that are providing excellent services right now to bridge the gap and help immigrants fully integrate. So we're really committed to helping immigrants integrate linguistically, economically, civically into our society. And we really believe that it's going to be very beneficial for the Northwest Arkansas community as a whole to work on this immigrant integration initiative together.
So what are some of the ways that this will happen? That you can bring different cultured communities closer together more often?
Mm-hmm. So one of the things that we would really like to do is build partnerships with local organizations and really be a resource for them, help increase the visibility of these organizations to the immigrant community so that we can ensure the immigrant community is actually accessing the services that they need in order to integrate successfully. And then a large part of what we're doing will be focusing on the receiving community and ensuring that Northwest Arkansas is a welcoming community to immigrants. And I believe, like Nick said, this is the perfect community to do this because we already have these initiatives here and we already have the start of a welcoming community here in Northwest Arkansas.
Go ahead, Nick.
A major tool that we use in our approach towards immigrant integration is what we call the American Dream Roadmap. And the roadmap provides 10 steps, learning English, understanding the education system, becoming civically engaged, that put immigrant families on a path towards integration. What we do through this roadmap is both communicate to the immigrant community what the services should provide, right? What the steps are to be ready for the American Dream, and also work with the community to support that journey towards the American Dream.
Kyle, you know, more than half of our population has moved here from other states and many from other countries. And people move here for economic opportunities. They move here because of a great job. They move here for the quality of life that we're all enjoying. And so it just seems like a perfect time to try to focus our efforts and really maximize our resources to how we welcome everyone, how we engage the talent that's moving here, whether they're immigrants from abroad, whether it's young professionals that move here mid-career, early in their career for a chance to work at a world-class company, or even graduates from school that want to stay. They moved here for school. Let's figure out how we can connect them in. So this is about engagement, engaging the talent that's moving here and really making us better connected. In my mind, it's a workforce retention opportunity as well.
It seems like there, and correct me if I'm wrong, it seems like there are some obvious potential partners that can help this getting started, where a lot of people go anyway. Churches, schools, work. Are those some of the basic places to start? And what are some of those that I'm not thinking of?
Absolutely. When we look at a community and begin to analyze how do we best move strategically, we like to think of it as an ecosystem, right, where every single element of the community is interconnected. So like you said, churches, schools, work. But we also need to look at the corporate sector, the philanthropic sector, and the service providers. It's all interconnected, and we need to all come together to take on this issue as a community, because no individual component will be able to do it by itself.
It tends to be human nature at times that the people who have lived in a place for a long time tend to be with the people they know, be that socioeconomic, be that I went to high school with this person or college and we've stayed. How do you get more assimilation, integration without forcing or making people of any, on either side, resent who might feel happy just being with the people they know right now?
Well, I think one of the strategies that we have seen work tremendously well is connecting those feelings and those ideas to people. Once people recognize that when you talk about a certain socioeconomic status or a certain ethnic group, you're actually talking about individuals and you are talking about faces. And once you make that connection, we've noticed that tension tends to dissipate a little bit, at least a little bit. So that's a great first step, is to make the connection so that people realize that we're talking fundamentally about people.
And back to a point I mentioned earlier as well, people, regardless of their race or ethnicity or country of origin, they moved here for economic opportunities, and they're great. Or they moved here for the quality of life. And so it's a real shared set of priorities and goals. Great jobs, great recreational opportunities, great schools for the kids. If folks realize that these are all the kind of common threads that link us all, then we'll be off and running to build this community.
Well, what can you look for at the end of 11 months, at the end of this pilot project, that will tell you this has been successful?
Well, I'll tell you what. These 11 months are a first step. This process of integration is one that will take a long time, and one, like I said, that will take the entire community. I like to think of this as a mission that truly takes a village. At the end of 11 months, what we want to achieve is engaging the immigrant community, identifying effective service providers, and building a bridge between those two.
And I think for me as well, one of the most important things about this is that, like we've said, Northwest Arkansas is such a wonderful community to start this initiative in. This is the first community that the Cisneros Center is in trying to work on immigrant integration. And if we can be successful at what we're doing and build those bridges that Nick mentioned, this community can become a model for the nation on how immigrant integration should start in new gateway communities.
Nick, I know that you said this was a perfect place because there already seem to be these welcoming partners and things working well. How did you assess that?
I think it's pretty apparent when you meet with people, right? It didn't take long to realize that this place is truly unique, and that people here are friendly and welcoming and I think the demographics speak for themselves. I mean, people wouldn't move here if there wasn't opportunity. People wouldn't move here if they didn't see a better future for themselves. And both within the immigrant community and within the receiving community, there is clear leadership to welcome this change and to see it, like Mike said, as an opportunity for the community to be more prosperous and to really set itself up for success.
This may be a question that's outside the purview of this conversation, and if it is, just tell me. But long range, do you know you've been successful if, when you look at school boards and city councils and state legislators, it's more representative of the population that lives in an area rather than a lot of people looking like me?
That is a very important part of integration, absolutely. I mean, that is not something that at this point we are pushing in any way or actively working towards, but that is a clear indication of integration when you have a diversity or a diverse group of leaders and a diverse representation in all cross sectors.
Because the reason I ask that is because you had mentioned becoming involved more civically to the immigration community, that get more involved with, I don't know, elections or...
Yeah, and civic engagement is it looks different depending on how you define it. But it's not just about election, but it's being involved in your community and realizing that yes, you may have come from a different country and that heritage is incredibly important, but you are now a part of this community and a part of the United States, and that carries with itself certain responsibilities that we all must abide by. And that's an important shift that happens in immigrant communities.
So, Mike, from your perspective, over the next 11 months, what other partners would you like to see come in and roll up their sleeves and try to help?
We've already, through the Engage NWA partnership, been working with a number of nonprofits, several area businesses on related issues. And so we really like the approach of the Cisneros Center in that they wanted to come alongside good work and complement it. And so I think they'll be a natural fit with the partners that are already working in this space, and it'll just accelerate and enhance the efforts that are underway.
Someone's hearing this conversation, and they would like to help out, be involved, but perhaps they're not a CEO. Perhaps they're not a large employer or a school superintendent or teacher or whatever. What could they do? How can they reach out over the next 11 months?
So, like I said before, as fellows, we're really working on building relationships with everyone in the community. And we want to do that in so many different ways, whether that be co-hosting events with local organizations and getting the entire community involved in these activities, or working with individuals on their perspectives of the barriers that they're facing and the challenges in their day-to-day lives, or just talking to people about their experiences in Northwest Arkansas and how they view the community as a whole. I mean, we are willing to accept any help that anyone in the community is willing to give, because this is a community initiative.
And the easiest way to reach the Cisneros Center, you can just go on our website, and there's a clear way to send us a message, or you can just email us at contactus@cisnerocenter.org. And that is something that I personally will see and the fellows will see. So we are open to everyone and anyone.
Is there a role the press, media, communicators can play?
Absolutely.
Like your eyes got big.
We are here. No, but... Absolutely, because the media and the all of the communication gateways are critical in shaping the way that we view all of the sectors of society, and as such, we must work together to elevate the stories that need to be elevated and tell really the successes that the immigrant community has and the energy and vitality that the immigrant community has brought to the community, to Northwest Arkansas.
Can you tell us a success if this is going to sound perhaps really trite, but if I go to a rodeo or a baseball game and you see a mix in the crowd that represents the population that you have in this region?
Absolutely. I mean,
be as simple as that?
Absolutely. I mean, people those networks and those connections are tremendously important when you're talking about integration. Because to your earlier point, if we're all living in separate parts of town and we're not actually interacting, what does that actually say about the integration status? So the interaction between groups is absolutely critical. I would say that this we're talking about just Northwest Arkansas here, but this is something that's critical for the entire country. From now until 2050, 80% of our country's growth is going to be led by immigrants and their children, and that's 100 million people. And unless we step up and seize this opportunity to support the immigrant community, we're going to miss a tremendous opportunity and in many ways put our country at risk. So this is our opportunity to step up and do something that can be really beneficial for the country.
Yeah, and I would just add that I think immigrants are largely a part of the future of America.
And always have been, right?
Always have been. That is our country. And if we can provide the resources and the opportunities that they need to achieve their full potential, the potential and the drive and the passion that they come here with, our nation is going to be a great nation.
Jessica Boyd is one of three fellows working in Northwest Arkansas for the pilot project of the American Dream Initiative, created by the Cisneros Center in San Antonio. We also heard from Nick Padilla, the executive director of the Cisneros Center, and Mike Malone, the president and CEO of the Northwest Arkansas Council. They talked to Ozarks at Large's Kyle Kellums inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio earlier this month. You can learn more at cisneroscenter.org.